Good afternoon, everyone. And to you who are attending this worship service over the internet, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. Let us watch a 1 minute video.
みなさんこんにちは。今日のテーマは祈り聞き従い、神に従う時と自分の思いで歩む時の結果の違いです。神様に聞き従う歩みは、神様が与えてくださった恵みの中でも最も重要なものの一つです。聞き従うことによって私たちは神様の計画の成就を見ることができますし、神様の計画のうちの勝利と祝福と愛と恵みに預かることができるからです。しかし神様に聞き従わず自分の考えや思いで歩み、神様の御心に反するならば、勝利と祝福とは真逆の結果を刈り取ることになります。ですから私たちは選択に注意をしなければなりません。聖書の中にエリアという預言者が出てきます。エリアは神様からアハブ王に会いに行けという命令を受けました。当時アハブはバールという偶像を拝み、神の正しい預言者であるエリアを殺そうとしていましたが、エリアは神の命令に従い、恐れることなくアハブ王に会いに行きます。そしてバールを信じる預言者450人との対決を申し出て、一人で450人を倒すという圧倒的な勝利を得ました。しかしその直後、アハブ王の妻イゼベルのバールの預言者のようにお前を殺すという言葉を聞いて、心配と恐れから逃げ出し、神様に聞かず荒野へ一日の道のりに入って、神様に自分の命を取ってくださいと願うのです。神様に聞き従い圧倒的な勝利を受けた時と、心配恐れから出た自分の考えで歩んだエリアの歩みはまるで逆です。これは私たちの歩みでも同じなのです。神様の言葉に従う歩みを選び、神様の豊かな祝福のうちをぜひ歩みましょう。それではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
Let us keep obeying God.
私たちはですね、十字架を信じた結果ですね、罪が許され、
As we believed in the cross of Jesus Christ, our sins were forgiven, and we were given eternal life.
最高の人生を受けることができるという。
At the same time,we were given the best life ever. I always wanted to be successful in life. Of course, when we become successful, we need to endeavor. We need to make efforts and try hard.But once we become Christian, all we need to do is to receive what God has prepared. And when we obey God, God's plans for each one of you will start to be revealed. And at the same time, we will be blessed. Well, in the beginning, I was doubtful about that. But I obeyed God anyway, and I became successful. We Christians are given the choice to choose to take the best life according to God's will. It is not to be filled with good things in life, but it is to walk heading for eternity. Well, of course, if you do not choose to be blessed with the best things, it is your choice. But in order to receive the best things God has prepared for you, we need to obey God. Some people say, I cannot hear the voice of God. I couldn't in the beginning. So I prayed. And through prayer, we start to understand God's talking to us. We start hearing God's voice. God revealed various things through various things, in various ways. And when I prayed, I started to be able to examine spiritual things. Some spiritually sensitive people hear various things which are not things, even things which are not from God. But some people are insensitive and they do not understand anything. But even so, if we pray, we start to become sensitive to God's talking to us. So when you pray, please pray for God's word and for the ability to examine it. When we obey God, the glory of God will be revealed. Please remember that. There are two kinds of church. One kind is the church where things necessary for everyday life are taught. And the other is the church where which accomplish God's calling. Some people think if I go to the Lord's Cross Christian Center, well, they ask me to do a lot for church, and they do not come. But One of our brothers in Christ didn't like the idea of working a lot for God, so he took his girlfriend to another church. But this girlfriend brought him back to this church. We were born to do the will of God. And in order for us to do God's will, first of all, we need to pray. That's essential. And let us watch a video footage of our Hakuba winter camp.
件であれば命は望みません。すぐに終わってしまう束の間の命と永遠の命とを交換するのは意味のないことです。お武家様もどうぞキリストにおなりになってください。
毎晩のようにこっそり訪ねてきたのです。彼らとの交流はアン・イスクさん、
福助少将や松山常次郎代議士といった政界にも
ありがとうございます。
白馬スネルゴイキャンプ
ですね。白馬スネルゴイキャンプ、
これはですね、
This camp is called so It will start on March the 1st. It will be held for 3 days until the 3rd. Do come and join us. Its purpose is to build upco-workers for the work of revival. When revival happens, we will see God working in various places. And this place is one of them. We will learn about the gift of the Holy Spirit and be trainedin operating in them. There's a film festival and there are other activities as well. Sunerugoi is a Greek word for co-workers in Christ. About 30 years ago, Pastor Arai started this camp.Well, it was about the time when charismatic work started. Evidently, so this camp had a special meaning at that time. So we continue.So this Hakuba camp, this Hakuba winter camp is in the flow of its original camp, which started about 30 years ago. And please note that we have a vision behind it. Just like lunch is waiting after this third worship service. there's God's vision behind this Akuba Sunerogoi camp. The Lord's wonderful glory will be revealed. What moves me most is that when I had a talk with Pastor Arai about it, he looked very happy about our holding this kind of camp. Well, regarding Pastor Arai, he wrote a book called This is the Way, Walk Upon It. I used to go to a church which pastor said that there was no leading by God. There was no God's guidance. Which was against what I said, because I believed in God's guidance. And it was at that time that Pastor Arai wrote this book. So this served as something which proved that I was right. I've written a book entitled Obeying to the Word of God, Obeying to the Voice of God. One and two. I will write the third. Some time ago, I used to write an article for a Christian magazine called Graceful Rain. Once I wrote about obedience to God, and then in the same issue, this pastor who said there's no guidance of God wrote an article as well. I thought it was providential. When we obey God, we will see God's glory revealed. And so let's get back to today's scripture. We've been learning about Thanksgiving. One is that we need to give thanks for all things. This is one point. Good things and bad things happen to us. And God tells us to give thanks for them both. Even if things look negative in our eyes, God allowed them to happen to us because God has plans through them. Your failures, your problems, your hardship, we do not like them to. We do not want them to happen. We do not like them. But when we stand to God's word and give thanks for them, God's wonderful blessings will start to be revealed. And God The seven is that God will work all things for our good. All things will work for our good. It means when we experience this, great changes will take place. Things happening around us, we understand, are not curse for us, but are blessings. What I understood through this teaching of thanksgiving is that things which seemed negative, bad to me, turned into blessings. Even if we have a scar in our heart, it will be healed when we give thanks to God for that. Because God tells us to give thanks for all things. Does it say differently in your Bible? I don't think so. So God has special plans even for the things which seem negative to us. And through them, wonderful plans of God will be revealed. Some people might think, but my problems are so big, even God cannot solve them. But all these things, negative things and bad things as well, happened by permission of God. So when we obey God, all things will work for our good. My spiritual scar was healed. I've talked to you about my 8th Romania. And I got upset. I used to get upset in front of people. And whatever I said didn't make sense. But now I'm completely changed. Rather, I'm good at talking. Well, from the beginning, I didn't like to stand in front of people. I didn't like to talk in front of people. But when I was in junior high school, one of my teachers spoke ill of me. And because of that, I started to hate it even more. Hate it to talk in front of people even more. But of course, when you are a student, you need to talk in front of people. And so I hated it. But God delivered me from that. When you have a spiritual scar, God will surely deliver you from that. But not only that, wonderful things will start to happen from there. God told me to tell you that. Well, I was in such a situation, and then I went. Then I started to go to church. I had another weakness, which is that I cannot say no to whatever people ask me to do. When I went to church, people asked me to do various things. Even if I didn't want to do them, I said yes, because of this habit of mine. So, when people asked me to give a testimony, I wasn't able to say no. God used this bad habit of mine. In the beginning, whatever I said didn't make sense at all. But Christians give you encouragement. They said, well, God talked to me through your testimony. I was blessed. This is what Christians would do. But thanks to that, I started to be healed. Well, at that time, I didn't know about Thanksgiving. I learned about it later. But in any case, I started to be healed by this experience. My pastor of that time appointed me to give a sermon at a prayer meeting once a month. I don't know why he appointed me as a messenger there, because I was against him in a way that in that God gave us guidance. He said God didn't give us guidance, but apart from that, we got along well. Although I wasn't good at talking in front of people, but I was good at writing. So I wrote a message, and I read it. And people liked it. People in that church liked it. And my first message was at a Christian camp, and everything started to be changed. All this happened because I obeyed God. I was very weak in health. But when I started to give thanks to God and obey God, things started to change.
I
was erythromania. And I wasn't good at talking. At all. So I wasn't active at all. I wasn't active because I didn't want to be humiliated by becoming active. But today, I'm considered as one of the most active pastors in Japan. One of the most active pastors in Japan. Last December, I went to Czechoslovakia. In January, I went to Cambodia and Hawaii. And I've been writing articles for several of our several other things our church publishes. But by nature, I am not active. All I'm doing is to obeying. All I'm doing is obeying God. And by obeying God, I receive blessings from God. I was blessed. As God said, I've been to various places in the world. I've been to over 80 countries.
God
told me to heal me. So I confessed it. And I've been healed. Problems and hardship, they will not only be solved, but also to be used for God's blessings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please work in each one of us and perform your work. Well, you're getting hold of the Word of God, but you need to step out by faith. For that, you need to pray. What God's leading, whatever you thought was God's leading, you start to think that it is not. But you need to pray more. And trust whatever you're getting a hold of. Let us pray for our own healing. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here with us. And please heal our body and soul. In the name of Jesus, I pray the power of illness. The spirit of illness, leave each one of us. And our body and soul, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Christ Jesus. Please stand up. Let us sing hallelujah.
ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。仰ぎ願わくは主イエスキリストの恵み、父なる神の愛、聖霊の親しき交わりが私たち一同ともに常しえにありますように。アメン。どうぞお座りください。